Okay, here we go. Short vort for Parshas Vayikra, Nisan, Tavshin, Pei, Gimel, Unish, Beli, Nishmas, Eshet, Tehila, Basra, Gavriel, Pinchas. I saw an incredible idea. Thank you, Rabbi Goldberg, Shlita, who pointed me to the Rach Meshivka Rebbe, beautiful Sefer, Imr Taharos, who quotes it to Pharis Uziel. Pasuk says in our Parshat, Bez Yud Gimel, Akol Karbancha, Takriv Melech. Every carbon, right? The Sefer Karbanos, Vayikra, new Sefer, every carbon needs to have salt. And the question is, what's the deeper idea? He says beautifully, if you want your food to taste good, you got to put in a little bit of salt, and sometimes a lot of salt. Person's got to have salt in their avodas Hashem to make it taste good. Mit shkolkus, mit slavus, a bren. Says that's what the Tefer Zuzil says. Every one of our avodas Hashem is a kol karbancha. Every single time we sacrifice for Hashem, every davening, every tefillah, every chesed, a kol karbancha, takriv melach. Make sure there's a sweetness. Make sure there's a geshmak. Make sure that there's an enjoyment there. There's a reason why the Levush said that we say berachas haTorah, it's a berachas hanah. The berachas haTorah is not classified as other types of brachas. It's a berachas hanah. It's a pleasurable. Something a berachas that you get a pleasure. It's a pleasure, a geshmak to be a yid. A kol karbancha takriv melach, says the Tefer Zuzil. We learn to make sure we are enjoying our avodas Hashem. Now looking back, that's what real geula is. Charus el cheres. What's real freedom? We're talking about needs of the month of freedom. Is feeling that cheres, that freedom, that enjoyment, that geshmak in our avodas Hashem, in our davening, in our learning, in our Shabbos. Wishing everyone a good chodesh, a good Shabbos.